Reading Kia.
Lease a brand new 2015 Optima LX, 2015 Soul Base, 2015 Forte LX, or a 2016 Sorento LX for zero down, zero due at signing, zero first month's payment, and zero security deposit.
Or choose from great customer cash offers like $1,500 on new 2015 Optimas and Fortes and $1,000 on 2015 Sedonas and 2016 Sorentos.
Ranked number one in 2015 in initial quality by J.D. Power in the non-luxury segment, every Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased.
Reading Kia, where their goal is to give you more for your trade-in every day.
Sign it and drive it.
Subject to prior sale plus tax, license, any dealer documentation, processing charge, any emission testing charge. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for lease offer. 36-month lease on approval of credit ends 9/8/15.
Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Left or right,
we are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up. Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Today is Sunday. Again. Once again.
Once again.
Sunday, July 19th, 2015. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host again with Sovereign Mind Radio here. I'm here in the studio with my sister who does all the heavy lifting, Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning. And she wasn't here last week. She was in Missouri playing,
yes.
So I guess she doesn't do the heavy
lifting. Enjoying my grandkids.
Yeah, doesn't do the heavy lifting all the time.
I even did it from afar.
But mostly. Anyway, I'm also here with Bob Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Bob. How you doing today?
Great. How about yourself?
We're doing good. The fun never stops.
So what did you say, Linda? You left Missouri to come back to misery?
Yeah, pretty much. It was beautiful there. I mean, I couldn't ask for better weather, nice and green, you know?
I always think of Fort Lost in the Woods.
Hey, I was expecting the humidity to be terrible, but I'll tell you what, it was worse out here. And the heat was worse out here than it was back there when I was there. So there you go.
There you go.
Well, welcome back to misery.
All right. Well, thanks, Bob.
A.K.A. the state of California. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to get into that, but California is so screwed up, man. It's ridiculous. You can't even make half of this crap up. I got a bunch of news stories that we'll talk about. But before we get to that, let's do our housekeeping here. We are streaming worldwide. Go to the chat room at KCNR1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well, and you can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. And the Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m., 2570 South Bonneview, Destiny Fellowship. And that would be the Tea Party that stands for Limited Government, Fiscal Responsibility, and Adherence to the Constitution. That would be the Tea Party, not the Republican Party, because I don't think they stand for that anymore.
Well, yeah.
Anyway.
There's not a whole lot of difference between the two sometimes.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's getting the lines are getting blurred more and more, but we need to definitely turn over some of these guys. Monday, have you got any veterans events? And then I will talk about Monday, and I know Lamoff is going to be there at the Tea Party. And also, he's got another event going prior to the Tea Party. I'm not sure what that's about, but he's also holding a open house at 2885 Churn Creek Road, Suite C. And so we might have a few of our people show up there at that point and see what's going on the earlier show, because on the later show,
who knows
what's going to happen.
What's
here
behind door number three?
Exactly. So,
with that, of course, we're going to Arlington on August 23rd. We leave from here and make our way back to Arlington.
So you said we. You don't have a mouse in your pocket.
No, with Missing in America Project, there's quite a few of us going, and we're picking up other writers along the way. We have six veterans that we will take back.
So you're going then?
I am going.
You're going for how long?
Yeah. Well, I know I'm going out. I may fly back, but it's about a week to get out there.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's about a 20-day trip if you do it all on the road. It's a lot of miles to put down. So
you're not going
to
Forrest Gump it, are you? You know, running on empty and
no
driving.
But I want to say thank you to the people that have sponsored me.
That's where I was headed.
I'm getting closer to my goal to get back there. So I appreciate everybody's help with that. It's wonderful to know that I have that support out there, and I'm going to have a great time. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing for me, but, so we leave on the 23rd. So if you want to still sponsor me or help out Missing in America Project, get a hold of me on Monday night, or you can call me at 221-0101. And also, I want to throw out there that Saturday on July 25th, we're having Gun Owners of California here in Redding on Hilltop. So come out and show your support for Second Amendment.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah.
So, very good. All of that happening in Washington, D.C. You're going to go to Arlington and you're going to run around there all week? Or?
No, I'm going to take a couple days, I guess. We do have a tour set up of the Capitol back there that we're able to get in and do that. You should do a couple things.
You should get a hold of Congressman LaMalfa's office and see if they'll give you a tour.
We have an independent tour coming up, but yeah, so I've never been back in them parts, so this is really something special for me in more ways than one.
Yeah, you got to go out. I'll line out an itinerary for you. You got to go to the Smithsonian, and you got to go to the National Archives, and you got to go to the Library of Congress, and the Jefferson Memorial, and the Lincoln Memorial, and the Washington Memorial. You have to do it all. The ball's right there.
Going to be a busy time, that's for sure, when you have a week going out, you know. I don't know. They're planning on putting at least 500 miles, if not more, down on the bikes, the people that are riding bikes, which is
You're not riding behind Dave, are you?
Oh, hell no. Can I say that?
You just did.
I may get on the long rider for a little bit, but not for very long. I don't know.
Okay.
We'll see how that goes. But
I hope Dave's listening.
he probably is, but he knows how I feel about him.
Moving right along, but rum pum pum. We also have a very special guest today with us in the studio, Janet Chandler, who is running for the Board of Supervisors in District 3 against Giacomini. I guess I said that right. Giacomini. Okay, there you have it. What's her first name?
Pamela.
Pam Giacomini. We welcome you to the show, Janet, and maybe you can, should we go to a break first and then come back, and then you can give us a little bio on you and see, you can tell us about yourself and what you've done and your life experience and why you're qualified to, be on the Board of Supervisors?
Oh, good. You want me to talk about myself?
I do.
Yeah, we do.
We're getting there.
No problem.
So with that, I guess we'll go to a break.
All right, and if you want to call in and ask Janet a question or have a comment for her, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Follow. Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, we have the barbecue bottles have showed up at the plant now, and we have an exchange program if you're in a hurry. Gary, Mad Dog Stallone, and Rhett are waiting to help you. Robin also has propane exchange at Corning, so stop by and let her show you. Joe is filling tanks and motorhomes at Weaverville, so come in and say hello. We have all the bulk oil tanks full at the Redding plant, and everything from tractor hydraulic to synthetic motor oils and lubes. Before the boys run off to the fires, check your tanks and levels and give Danny a call. We deliver about everywhere. A special thank you to all the companies and individuals who donated to the 4-H FFA Community Barbecue. It was very hot, but it turned out to be a great success. Thanks from all of us at Northern Lights Energy. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Veterans discounts, e-cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco & Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
See my sister riding behind Dave.
He'd probably be running on empty, too, with Dave, knowing Dave.
Into the sunset, heading for Washington, D.C.
On the long rider.
There you have it. Sovereign Mind Radio, we're back.
And, hey, you got to do it once in a while, you know? Hey,
there you have it. Home of the Free Fire Community Radio for the North State, yeah.
Just to clarify, the sunsets in the west
Well, that would be the sunrise. I'm sorry. Well, I guess it depends on whether you're going or coming, you know.
That's true.
Well, you never know. If I'm riding behind Dave, it could be that way, you know. Yeah. I'm just saying, you know.
Wrong way, Dave. Is that what you're trying to
say? I mean, they don't call him Indian Dave for...
Indian Dave. Anyway, getting back to reality here, let's talk to Janet Chandler about Board of Supervisors. And Janet, maybe you can give us a little bit of background so that we know where you come from and why you're running.
The first thing that happened when I told people that I was running for the Board of Supervisors, I was met with shocks and disbelief that why would you want to do that? What's in it for you? Well, there's nothing in it for me. I certainly don't need something to do, but I see that something needs to be done. I spent a career in teaching, and after I retired, I started attending more community meetings, finding out what was going on out there. And things would be going wrong, and I would see things that needed to be corrected, and I would think, well, why doesn't someone do something about that? And that kept repeating itself. Why doesn't someone do something about that? And then it struck me, well, yeah, someone should do something about that, and maybe that someone is you.
Well, there you have it, you know, and I think that that is what we're going to start seeing more and more of is, you know, the good people, the people that are concerned about the overreach of government, concerned about, you know, the government not paying any attention to the people or following the Constitution, you know, basically, you know, taking the tenets of freedom and incorporating them in their activity down at the governance of us. And that's why I admire what you're doing. Because a lot of people talk about, you know, talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. So, you know.
Yeah, they say they're for us, and then they get an office, and then, you know, they do everything the opposite.
Well, you know.
And so what if I said that in my campaign speech? I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, we don't have to do what we actually say we're going to do. Well, I attended, I've heard Chris Ann Hall speak many times, and she says that it's for our children, it's for our grandchildren. And she shamed me into doing this. She got me off of my chair and into some action. Actually, it's deja vu for me. I am a fourth-generation Californian, and if you add in my children and my grandchildren, that's six generations of Californians that I feel responsible for. I grew up in Southern California, an agricultural family. We had citrus groves. And it reached the point where the county decided that agriculture was not important, houses were, and so they structured the tax system so that people were being taxed off of their property, and that's what happened to us. And now I see that sort of thing happening in Shasta County and throughout California, and I think we have to stop it. We have to do whatever we can to make sure that doesn't happen. I have two sons, four grandchildren. None of them live in the North State. They can't. There are no jobs. Both of my sons have master's degrees. They are well qualified to do work, but not in Shasta County. I would love to see a system in which my kids, my grandkids, can come back to the North State, contribute, and benefit from what we have here.
So you're not buying into the recovery we've been...
I'm sorry. I haven't seen it yet, but I would sure like to have someone show it to me.
I know. I read an article in the – I don't get the paper. I refuse to. It's just garbage, but I like to see what the enemy's talking about. But they said unemployment went down again.
And, oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, we're going to be at zero unemployment rate and 90 million people out of work here pretty soon.
And 90 million on the street corner.
Well, just in Burney, where I live, when I came here 24 years ago in 1991 and started teaching at the high school, there was a population at the high school of about 400. And that involved 24 teachers and other staff members. And the graduating class was about 60. In 2015, the population of the high school is somewhere between 150 and 200. The teaching staff has been cut in half. And in 2015, the graduating class was 19. I don't
Wow.
see any recovery. I don't see any booming economy. I see people in Shasta County struggling.
Well, I mean, gosh, we could get into the lies that are being told by the mainstream media and the powers that be, and it's almost to the point of absolute stupidity sometimes that anybody can buy into any of it. But, boy, they keep telling us we're doing better and better according to all these reports. But, yeah, I don't see it either. And I think that, you know, the old saying, you can fool some of the people some of the time and some of the people all the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time, is really what's starting to happen. More and more people are starting to wake up to the government propaganda machine that's, you know, telling us that everything's okay and just, you know, don't worry about it and these treaties that are being made and we'll
it's all for our better.
It's all
we're going to get better in doing this.
Yeah.
It's going to make things better.
So what do you think needs to be done here at the local level? What's the biggest issue in your mind in the state, in the county of Shasta, Shasta County, that it needs to be addressed? What's the first thing that you think would be the order of the day if you get elected to the Board of Supervisors?
Well, without a doubt, it's representation. The government is supposed to flow from the people, and it can't when we're not being represented. The people have ideas. They know how to manage the resources of the county. They know what needs to be done, but they're not being allowed to at all levels. Look at the school board level. Common Core came out of nowhere. It was suddenly instituted, and the people said, wait a minute, what happened? There was no representation there. I have sat in Shasta County Board of Supervisors meetings, and the board makes decisions, and the people, 200-300 people in the audience are saying, no, 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 that's not what we want, and the board doesn't seem to care. That's not representation. At the state level, we have Bryant Dolley and either Nielsen or Gaines, depending on, I guess, where you live. Those are our representatives to the state legislature. Nobody else cares what happens to the North State. They would just like to have us shut up and be quiet and not bother them.
I'm not even sure they care because I'm looking at an article here from the Sacramento Bee, AM Alert, California lawmakers defend one person, one vote. And that's, you know, completely contrary to, you know, what you're talking about. And who supported that was, you know, Dolley and Nielsen.
Yeah.
And so, you know, these guys are sheep's and, you know, wolves in sheep's clothing. And, you know, you got the sheeple out there buying whatever they say, you know, because they'll say one thing in public, they're for this, they're for that, and then they turn around and they vote against the will of the people. I mean, you're talking about the Board of Supervisors. I mean, Les Baugh the Liars comes to mind in my book. Now, I'm not trying to say that you're saying that. That's me alone, so don't. But he absolutely lied about, you know, supporting the state of Jefferson.
Yeah.
And then he absolutely stabbed everybody in the back of that Board of Supervisors meeting by you know, not only just not supporting it, but making it so that it couldn't even be brought up
back
in front of the board again without a majority vote.
And I was at that meeting, and what the people, the 200-plus people at that meeting asked for was a hearing. They weren't asking for the board to say, yes, we support it. They were just asking to be heard. And when a people can't even be heard by their representatives, then we have lost our system. And it gets no better at the federal level. In fact, it gets worse.
Right.
All the way up.
We have Doug LaMalfa, who does not always do what the people indicate they want done. For goodness sake, Barbara Boxer is on her way out. I don't even think she knows where I-5 goes after it leaves Sacramento. And there was one point at which Dianne Feinstein thought that Del Norte County was in Oregon. So how can we possibly say we're represented?
Is that true?
Sorry.
Yeah, they really care about the North State, you know. And, you know, I'm going to hammer on Les here a little bit because I think he totally deserves it. Here's a guy who's a pastor or a preacher, I guess.
He's a preacher.
He's a preacher in a church.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is the most despicable form of the most despicable person that portrays himself, you know, to be honest and God-fearing, and then he lies directly to people about something and does something exactly the opposite. So, Les, if you're out there listening, I think you're despicable and you're a liar. But with that said, moving right along, let's go to what you think that we should do as the platform in Shasta County. You know, would you get, you know, if we can get the Board of Supervisors back under control because they don't listen to everybody, then you would be willing to you know, get the Jefferson presentation back on the table? Or
well, absolutely. The people asked for it to be presented. There is no reason for the board to turn it down, and not just turn it down, but to say we don't even want to hear it. Frankly, what we need, and I blame the people for a lot of this, they allow the representatives to treat them the way they do. We need an absolute shift in thinking. We need the people to understand that all of our elected representatives are our employees. The people are the boss, and it is up to them to keep their employees in line. It just disgusts me when I go to a Board of Supervisors meeting and someone comes up to speak and says, "Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to speak." Why are you thanking your employee for allowing you, the boss, to speak? You need to take charge and let them know that you will not tolerate that kind of behavior.
Well, you know, if I have run a few businesses. I actually do run a business. If my employees came up to me and started telling me how to run my business, telling me, you know, what my business was, how to run my business, what to think, what to do, and how to think it, you know, I'm pretty sure that they wouldn't be my employee for very long.
That's correct. And since we're hitting on Les Baugh, there is one incident in which I thought he was totally out of line. It was at a meeting where some people booed a speaker, which was not appropriate, and something should have been said to the effect that we will not be booing any speakers. But instead, Les Baugh went into a 5-minute dissertation on how that was out of line, and he threatened the people with what he was going to do if they continued this kind of behavior, as if the people were 12-year-old children in a junior high English class. And he had no right to treat his bosses in that manner. It did not go over well with the audience.
Well, these guys think they're elected and they're superior and they're smarter. And, you know, we ought to play the Stuart Smalley clip here. I mean, there's, you know, they're...
Well, like you said, though, Janet, the people are to blame to a certain degree here because they haven't been standing up and telling them, we will not accept this, and we won't allow this
more. Take it one bit further. If my employee started telling me how to run my business, I wouldn't just be a little bit mad. I'd be a lot mad. And that's what the people need to start doing out there. They need to start, you know, standing up on their hind legs and getting a little bit mad about this, because when you are, you know, treated like a child by some condescending little Hitler dictator kind of guy that lies to the people, you know, I don't think that's something that you'd be respectful over. Okay?
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
And actually, I don't, you know, so I don't really like the Stuart Smalley guy. Okay. I think that Stuart Smalley is outdated. I think that the American people need to start getting a backbone and standing up and getting a little angry about this, because where we're headed is not good. That's me talking, Janet.
Well, okay. Then I'll make it me talking here. After the board meeting, where the state of Jefferson was soundly kicked out of the door and wouldn't even be listened to, how many of those 200 people wrote letters to their board of supervisors telling them that that result was unacceptable? How many called and complained? How many wrote emails saying they wanted that decision rescinded? How many stood up and fought? And how many just went home and complained?
Well, that's it, and that's part of the process that we need to break down and get people to understand that you have to make it uncomfortable for these people. If they rule against you, and they rule against the majority of their constituents, then they're not representing anybody anymore, and you either have to get rid of them or you have to, and let them know that you are displeased, and so they should be bombarded with this stuff, phone calls, you know, emails, faxes, you know, letters, because they need to be aware, because they're playing a game on everybody. Uh-huh. You know, they have their own hidden agendas here that they're not revealing to everybody, and they don't care what their constituents have to say this point.
Well, they think they have the power.
Right.
And people have let it go to that point, is they think they're in power, when people have to realize and get it back that we are in power, not them.
We need to understand that the board should be our first line of defense against the state and the federal government. And there are so many issues on which the board should be, could be, and is not representing us adequately.
Yeah.
For instance, CARB and EPA. CARB is an absolute cancer upon the economy of the North State. That's the California Air Resources Board. It isn't even a governmental agency.
It's a fraud. The whole thing's a fraud. Yeah, I mean, they have people on that board that their science is fraudulent, their credentials are fraudulent. You know, everything they're doing is fraudulent. You know, using the board appointed by, you know, the governor to use the environmental protection laws and the Environmental Protection Agency to take over the commerce and to take over people's property rights. That's what it's about.
Yes, and I attended a CARB meeting in Sacramento, and I listened all day to speakers come forth and address the board, and I did not see any representatives from my county leadership. There was no one there speaking against CARB and in favor of the residents of Shasta County. And I see much the same thing with water issues. In northeastern California, we have NEQA, the Northeastern Water Board. It started out as an alliance of water users, ranchers, farmers, and it has now been co-opted by the state, so it's just practically nothing more than a collection agency for fees and tax money. And I don't see the county standing up and trying to help these farmers and ranchers. That's the backbone of the economy, especially in District 3.
Well,
it's ag and ranching.
Well, and, you know, and we also need to talk about Sheriff Basenko. He needs to get ahead of this curve, too. We know his funding comes from the Board of Supervisors, so his hands are kind of tied right now to a degree. But if we can get the board changed over to, you know, start doing the will of the people, then we can, he should also understand that he's going to have to start protecting us from these agencies as well.
And every level of government is held hostage by the level above it. The state does what it does because the feds say they won't send money. The county does what it does because then they won't get grants and money from the state. We're all held hostage, and what it boils down to is that the people keep paying their taxes, and it keeps being dribbled back to them under extortionary rules. The fire tax is another one that is particularly important to people in District 3. It is mandated to go up every year. It is unconstitutional. It was passed illegally, and yet we all have to pay it or we risk losing our property. Where was the county? Where were they to try to protect us? One person calling Sacramento doesn't work. A legislator from another district in California won't even take my phone call, won't read my message because I don't live in the right zip code. But if a board of supervisors stood up as a group, perhaps there would be more clout in what they have to say. But they don't do it because they're held hostage by the state. Well, we won't give you money if you don't do this. And I've seen it happen at the board meetings. There was an issue in which the board was mandated to produce a plan for no-income, high-density housing that they wanted to put in the Intermountain area. And the only reason for the plan was that that would enable them to get money from the states and the federal government. So we are going to foist on the people of the Eastern Shasta County a plan for housing that is not needed, that is not wanted, that would not be of any benefit, but it's just so we could get money. And then the board sits there and tells us, aren't you lucky that we are getting you this money? Yes, but at what price?
Well, you know, and that's part of the Agenda 21 stuff. If you know, we know that. And these guys, what they're doing is they're basically prostituting themselves to the state and the federal government instead of, you know, keeping the tax money in the county and using it wisely. What we're doing is we're sending it, you know, it's like sending it to Washington a dollar and getting back 2 cents and having to beg for your 2 cents.
Exactly.
Yeah. With that, I think we need to go to a break and we'll come back.
Okay. Here. If you have any questions or comments for Janet, you can call in at 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North.
Yeah. Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Pacific Medical Prosthetics and Orthotics is proud to support Colt 45's baseball. We are your local choice for quality prosthetics and custom orthotics. With all the latest technologies available, come see what you have been missing with a no-obligation consultation. Call 229-0351 to schedule an appointment today. We are conveniently located at 1760 Gold Street, Suite 400 in downtown Reading. You deserve the best. Call today, 229-0351.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's alright. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
We're back, Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Community Radio for the North State. And, yeah, I like that song, Summer Breeze, maybe a little uplifting, you know, and get back onto the subject of, you know, the snails, I mean the
the slugs?
The supervisors. And so, you know, but I'll tell you what, I'm getting kind of angry. You know, I've been doing this for a while, and I am so tired of these pompous...
Be careful.
I know. I see Bob's hand hovering over the button.
He's ready to go over there.
I'm ready to throw a few bombs at these guys, and I mean word bombs, okay?
I'm just so tired of the people, them being driven by money, like we were talking during the break. Everything is, you know, they're getting money in their pockets, so don't you feel good. And they're never, the people aren't realizing what we're giving up for that money.
What's the
cost?
I think that's called prostitution. When you sacrifice all your principles and values for money.
But again, we come back to the people. They are willing to sell their souls in order to get a couple grants for their particular projects. And the people have to ask themselves, is it worth it? Is this really what I want for my government? Another problem I see, and particularly with District 3 in the Intermountain area, is communication. There are so many problems that arise just because we're not being communicated with by Reading. And I know we're 55, 65 miles away, but this is the age of modern electronics, and they should be able to communicate better. We needed desperately a Safeway store. a new facility in Burney. The current one is way too small for the number of people it serves, and it was turned down by Reading.
Well, they extort. You know, that's part of the process, too. They extort everybody for fees.
Yeah, but did they? Safeway was willing. They wanted to do it, but Reading didn't want empty building. And that was the word that I heard.
Well, I thought we were in recovery. Wait a minute.
Oh, yes, I forgot that part.
Yeah, what about all the empty buildings down here, and they're building more in the
more
city?
New ones. Well, in Burney, we had a Ben Franklin that collapsed under the weight of the snow load in December of 2012. I mean, it just literally collapsed. It has sat there for the last 2.5 years in a dilapidated, dangerous state until finally Dollar General came in, and they are now building a new building. But for 2.5 years, the county didn't see any danger in that building sitting there. I attended a meeting with a gentleman who lives on Tamarack Way, and the county and the Indian tribe had decided to put in a bike path. No problem. I'm not going to argue a bike path. But this man was in danger of losing some beautiful cedar trees in his front yard. And he complained and went to the county, and actually, through the intercession of our Board of Supervisors member, they did change the plans so that he was not going to lose his trees. But the main issue with that was communication. Why weren't the people on Tamarack Road told that this project was going to go through and have input? And my response from the county was, well, we put it in the newspaper. Well, that's great, but the Record Searchlight is not the newspaper that the Intermountain area reads. And I said, could you not have sent a written notice to the people on Tamarack? It would have, I don't know, 20 houses max on that road. And the response from the county was, well, if we notify everybody on that issue, then we'd have to notify everybody on every other issue. And I thought that was just criminal, that you would say we can't notify people about issues that apply to them.
Now,
why not?
Well, and who were you speaking to specifically? Was that the Board of Supervisors or their crony, Larry Lees, I think is.
No, it was actually Pat Minturn.
Oh, I'm sorry. The other
the
crony.
The other one.
The other crony. The other white meat.
But to his credit, he did have the plan changed so that the trees were survived, and it worked out well. But why did we have to go through a meeting? Why did we have to bring it to that point? Why wasn't that decided at a public input meeting?
Well,
again, communication is a problem.
They don't really care, I don't think, unless someone puts pressure on. See, that we've come to the understanding the only thing these people understand is pain. They're not your friends. You know, they're not your buddies. Having access to them, they
doesn't
don't care.
Mean anything.
Doesn't make any difference at all. Being nice to them doesn't help. You know, trying to educate them doesn't work. What works is out and out in their face. You know, getting mad and either getting with the program and doing the will of the people or getting rid of them, either through voting them out or recall.
And just attending one board meeting and expressing your opinion doesn't do it. You have to follow up. You have to make sure that they understand that whatever they decided at that board meeting either met your approval and you say thank you, or you say no, that was the wrong decision. You need to revisit. But let them know. Again, communication.
Well, that's what needs to happen.
Yeah.
That's what needs to happen. More and more communication with these guys. You know, and communication comes in many forms. you know,
it doesn't always mean that you have to play patsy with them.
I'm starting to think the pitchforks and torches are the only communication these guys are going to understand.
Well, they've gotten away with it for so long.
Yeah.
They've just been up there doing whatever they want, when they want, how they want.
Now, we don't want to make Janet sound like the radical people that we are, because everybody knows that we're, you know.
Oh, I'm a sweetheart.
But you're a patriot, and I also noticed in the chat room that you're going to be on the you're going to be at the Tea Party on August 3rd. So if people have even more questions or want to meet you in person and you know get to know you, that would be a great time to go on August 3rd.
That's right. I will not just be a voice on the radio. I will be my husband's trophy wife in person.
There you have it.
And I'm sure you're not going to just go along to get along up there if you do get elected.
I can't go along to get along. I'm too old. I have too much experience. I have seen the light in too many ways to just say, oh, well, we'll put up with it. No, I can't put up with it anymore. I have my children and my grandchildren for whom I'm fighting. It's too late for me. I'm not going to change my life at this point. I don't see the Board of Supervisors as being a stepping stone to state office and something bigger and better. This is it. This is where I am standing and making my fight.
Well, I think that's a really good point.
Yes, it is.
Because that's what these people in general that are in elected offices are looking for. Every one of them's thinking, one of these days I'm going to be
up on the big house.
I'm going to be the president.
Yes.
You know, and we don't want, you know, people who are jockeying for better positions for more money and power. We want people who are actually caring about their constituents.
Well, we don't want people that are just going to keep dancing with the people and get further up, you know, and be dancing with the stars at some point, you know. Yeah. I'm just saying. So, with that, we have Billy Bob on the phone from Palisadio. Good morning, Billy Bob. How are you?
Hey, good. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I just had to comment on Janice. She very definitely knows how to put the saddle on the horse, so I'm excited for her candidacy.
Thank you very much.
And the thing that I wanted to ask her was, of all these supervisors we have, I have not heard any advertisement for any town hall meetings. They should have, in terms of communication, they should have town hall meetings at least every 2 months, if not monthly, in their district, so people can have a round table chat and start communicating. And that's the point that I wanted to make. And if she's elected, there should be definitely a round of town hall meetings in every district every month, as far as I'm concerned. Okay, great show, you guys.
All right, well, thanks for calling in.
I absolutely agree with Billy Bob. It is not fair to the people who elected you, otherwise known as your bosses, that you do not have constant communication. The employee has to go to the boss periodically and say, this is what I'm doing. Is it what you want me to do? And I don't think that that should have to take place once a week at a board meeting in Reading at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
That is not the time for communication. Communication takes place at 7 o'clock at a town hall meeting in Palisadro or in Round Mountain or Fall River or Burney. That's when the communication takes place.
So speaking of that, I got Sally in the chat room saying, you know, can you explain to us what District 3 is and what the territory is?
The area?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. District 3 is huge. It covers everything to the Modoc County line, Lassen County line, Fall River, MacArthur. It's Burney, Fall River, Bella Vista, Palisadro, Round Mountain, Whitmore. But it does not – it goes down to Old Station, but it does not go down to Shingletown. That's a different district.
Well, that's quite an area.
Yeah,
that's
huge.
Kind of weird. I mean, who does these districts? I mean,
I think it's done by population.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They try to equalize the population of the county so each district has the same population. If you look at the Reading district, it's a little tiny thing in the center of Reading.
Right. Interesting. Yeah. So that's an interesting. I'll have to sort of define that. We need to go to a break, Bob. Well, before we go to the break, I want to say tyranny is defined as that which is legal for the government but is illegal for the citizenry. That was Thomas Jefferson, and you know, that's kind of what we're talking about a little bit here, is that there seems to be two sets of rules, the sets of rules for them and the sets of rules for us. So,
we have to tell them what rules they should be going by.
We're the boss.
Yep. All right. With that, I guess we go to a break.
All right. We're going to go to a break. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer. In the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city. Dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty. Gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop. Running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop.
Hi,
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the bone docks.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality health care is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
Beat the heat in the coolest place in town, Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Play with us this summer and enjoy air-conditioned indoor fun. Cool off with art at Make and Take Tuesdays. Play along in our passport raffle at Aquatic Adventures and avoid a brain freeze in Mindbender Mansion. Learn all about Turtle Bay's resident animals at Walk on the Wild Side. When temperatures soar, come chill with us. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
From Caddyshack.
Yeah, I know it. We just need the little gopher running around going, you know, and Bill Murray, it's in the hole. A little on prospect. Anyway, I love that movie. Dangerfield is great. Now I know why tigers eat the young. Anyway, we're back, Sovereign Mind Radio, and we're talking to Janet Chandler. Not Janice, it's Janet. And let's start talking about some of these issues. We covered a little bit of we got a minute to the top of the hour, and then we're going to get cut off again. But what we're going to want to go through is carbon EPA we've done a little bit on, water issues, fire tax, state of Jefferson, Common Core, CalPERS and STRS pension funds, the trouble that they're in, road closures in the forest. There's some issues, and Common Core is one of the big issues in this county that we need to talk about. So
In the state. Everywhere.
Oh, God. I mean,
it's like.
But remember, all politics is local. It starts at the county level.
I totally agree with that. And that. Even lower at the city. We got to start somewhere and work our way up. We can't start at the top. Well, let's come down to the bottom.
District 3 is not big on cities.
The state is so screwed up now.
Yep. So we're going to pick up all them subjects after the top of the hour. Stay with us. And again, if you have any questions or comment, give us a call at 605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
More Sovereign Minds straight ahead on KCNR Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is off to Israel today for talks about the Iranian nuclear deal, an agreement strongly opposed by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has a long memory.
It was a deal with North Korea. That proved to be a historic mistake as well. And North Korea today has a dozen nuclear bombs and is on track to get, within a few years, 100 nuclear bombs.
He spoke to CBS TV's Face the Nation program. Secretary Carter will also visit Jordan and Saudi Arabia. A major Japanese corporation plans to offer a landmark apology for using American prisoners of war for forced labor during World War II. A senior executive of Mitsubishi will offer the apology to former POWs at a ceremony today at the Simon Wiesenthal Center in Los Angeles. Japan's government issued a general apology to U.S. POWs in 2009, but former POWs used as slaves at mines and industrial plants have previously had little luck in getting apologies from corporations. Many of the Republican presidential hopefuls have been campaigning in Iowa this weekend, including Governor Scott Walker. He explains his immigration plan.
Secure the borders. Uphold the law. I don't believe in immigration. And going forward, I believe we need a legal immigration system in this country that gives priority to the impact on American working families, their wages, in a way that will improve the American economy.
Two more Republicans are expected to join the crowded field before this month is out. Authorities say a mother and two children are dead after their mobile home was swept into an Ohio creek during a heavy rainstorm late last night. Officials say the family's father and two other children survived when the home was washed into the creek in Ripley in southern Ohio. An investigation into the tragedy continues. This is SRN News.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off because being a teacher, you don't make a whole lot of money.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360 to talk to a certified counselor.
I had heard about Trinity, so I made the call. They took care of all of my credit cards, and now I am completely debt-free.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, stop late fees, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
My name is Ann, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
That's 1-800-758-5360.
Lawmakers are criticizing China's record on nuclear proliferation as they ponder the renewal of a 30-year agreement enabling Americans to be involved in the Asian nation's fastest-growing atomic energy industry. Some are concerned that Chinese entities have continued to transfer sensitive military technology to Iran, as well as North Korea, and have helped Pakistan beef up its nuclear program. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility for four blasts in Gaza City in the West Bank and Gaza Strip today. Cars were targeted this time. They belong to officials from Islamic factions, including the territory's ruling Hamas terrorist group. Local media reports two people were injured. A freshly painted ISIS flag was seen at the site of the explosions. Hamas recently launched a fierce crackdown on alleged ISIS supporters. Some think this is ISIS striking back. This is SRN News. They took up the challenge, and it paid off for them.
United Airlines invited hackers to try to find security holes in its computer system. Two of them did, and they've each been rewarded with 1 million frequent flyer miles. A United spokesman says the two received the maximum award, and others got smaller rewards. The spokesman declines to say what kind of flaws the hackers found, but notes the airline systems are secure.
SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. Today is Sunday, July the 19th, and a birthday for a number of notable people, including actor Benedict Cumberbatch, the star of the popular Sherlock Holmes series on British TV. He's 39 years old today. Movie director Abel Ferrara is 64. Retired tennis player Ili Nastasi, a force in the 70s and early 80s, 69 years old today. Blues singer and musician Little Freddie King has 75 candles on his cake. This is SRN News.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising 'cause we're fed up.
Fed up.
Got our house in order and got yours inside.
We're back, Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire, in the second hour. We now have 3 hours. We haven't decided exactly how we're going to, you know, divide the show up with the 3 hours anymore.
Yeah, we're still working on that one.
We're just running on empty. And so with that, we're back here with Janet Chandler. And let's talk a little bit about CalPERS and STIRS and pensions. And, you know, we just got a report in that the CalPERS public, you know, it stands for the California Public Employees Retirement System, for people who don't know, you know, just posted a gain of 2.4%. Their target was 7.5%.
Little off the target.
Off the target. This is illustrating a crisis emerging in pensions. Even the pensions that were funded are now underfunded because they counted for so long on an 8% bond yield. Can you say Puerto Rico? Interest rates were lowered to help banks, and this set the stage for the next real crisis post, 2015.75. I think that's like September. You cannot manipulate interest rates to help banks without screwing somebody else, is basically what the article says. And now the pension crisis looming on the horizon is becoming a major concern for the future. The pension funds are either not funded or seriously unfunded. Either way, when it comes to government workers, we will see tax increases that will destroy the economy, transforming many cities into the next Detroit. What really crushed Detroit was when the pension payments exceeded 50% of the total revenue. Pensions will continue to rise, crowding out current expenses. I think Redding and Shasta County is no different at this point than the rest of the country. And, you know, like I say, when we talk, I talk about the Mons and the Puerto Rico, people don't understand how there's a correlation. It's just like Greece and Europe. They don't seem to understand that the correlation between Greece and Europe, they're all tied together at the hip. One starts to go bad, it starts to affect a lot of other people. So that's what's happening, and the next crisis here is coming in the bond yields. And when the bond bubble busts, which was the biggest bubble in history, when it pops and all bubbles pop, you're going to see that, I mean, they're in trouble now, but when that pops, wait. So what's your take on this, Janet? I mean,
well, I have a very large personal stake in both of these retirement systems. My husband is retired on CalPERS, and I am retired on STIRS. And what happens to them affects me. So what happens to affect me also affects the county in which I live, because it is in that county that I am spending these dollars. I am paying my property taxes with my retirement funds. I am buying food. I am buying clothes. If my retirement system goes kaplooey, then the county is going to suffer. So there is a direct correlation between those retirement systems, even though they are at the state level, and what happens in the county. And the county better realize that they can suffer with the fall of these retirement systems.
Well, because they're on the hook for the other percentages that they need to pull in order to fund these things. You know, the 8% percentage, you know, if you shortfall that, you know, the county's got to come up with the rest of it according to the rules, or the city, or whoever's, you know, on the hook, and whether it's the city, state, or county. And so that's going to be a problem, because everybody's talking about, you know, being in trouble financially right now before the bond bubble pops. And so this could escalate fairly quickly because it's, you know, when you're, an economy is spiraling down, aka it's not in recovery, then it starts at the lowest levels. You can't keep raising taxes because the businesses that are locally can't afford to do it. I mean, we're already in dire straits. And so where are they going to get the money to fund all these things? And in the long term, you're probably looking at bankruptcy to correct the problem.
Unfortunately, the state of California seems to function that way all the time. No matter what it is, we spend more than we bring in, and then we raise taxes to try to cut the shortfall. And we're never living within our means, and we're always putting off till tomorrow. And tomorrow may come, and we won't like tomorrow. Of course, we can always go to a state in which we control the finances, and that would solve some of the problems with California's profligate spending.
So the state of Jefferson could actually, you know, maybe start over, basically, is the way I would look at it, taking, you know, the city, county, and state. Well, it wouldn't be the state, but it'd be the city,
living in their
city and county, and start to maybe put legislation in place that would make everybody live within their means. You know, you always get this argument, we'll never get the best guys from, you know, down south. And okay, so let me see. Would you rather live in Shasta County or, I don't know, Los Angeles County?
Gee, that's quite a choice. Let me think about that for about two and a half seconds.
Would you take a pay cut to go from L.A. to Shasta County?
Oh, I don't even have to think about that one because my husband and I made that choice, and we did it. We were in Southern California, and we looked at property values and in Southern California and in Northern California. We looked at pay. We looked at all of those things, and we decided that there was just no way that you could get the quality of life and the style of living that you wanted in Southern California. So we gave up the big bucks. We gave up the big property values. We gave up all the benefits of living in an urban area and moved to Northern California, and we gave up a lot.
Well, and a lot of people think that you can't attract, I think it's an excuse myself, you can't attract, you know, who is going to give up? I mean, you couldn't pay me enough to move to L.A. right now.
Oh, no.
I mean, really? Would anybody want to move down in there right now from where you're at?
I couldn't. I grew up there. My grandfather and my great-grandfather came from Southern California. My mother grew up in the same house where I grew up. I had strong family ties, and it just wasn't there anymore. You know the old saying, you can't go home again? I can't go home again. The place where I grew up is now underneath houses. It's gone.
It's overrun with illegal immigration. I haven't been
you
down
would never
there.
Sleep again. I'm just saying, I mean, how could you ever sleep if you moved to a place like
So I think that's such a stupid argument because, you know, if you're just only going to attract people through money, then I don't think those are the kind of people you want to attract in the first place. I think that quality of life is what attracts people to different areas, because if you got kids and family and you're trying to, you know, put together a life that, you know, is something more than running on the freeway back and forth in the commute traffic or smog or illegal immigration or crime, then I think that, you know, you maybe want to stay down south. But
I have grandchildren who live in Sacramento, and they love to come up to Bernie because they feel so free, and it's so beautiful up here, and they can do things that they can't do in Sacramento. In fact, my grandson, when he was maybe 5 years old, he jumped out of the car, ran into our yard, and rolled around in the pine needles and said, oh, they smell so good, and I just love being in the mountains. You can't buy that with any amount of money.
Well, that's it. And so I think that this part of the state has some unique aspects of it, in the fact that you got recreation, you got woods, you've got hunting, you've got fishing. You know, that is going to attract different people anyway than people who just want a paycheck and live in the city. Because you know something, I've lived in the city, and I've lived in lots of different cities, and you know something, I chose the North State. I was born in Yreka, but I've lived in Riverside, I've lived in San Francisco.
We've lived all over the state.
I've lived all over the state, and you know something, they can have the rest of the state. You know, one of the reasons for the big Jefferson State movement is not just only the representation, but we don't want the quality of life ruined up here by the depleting of our resources, by stealing off all of the natural resources, minerals, water, and everything. So we become second-class third-world citizens as opposed to the rest of the state where illegals, you know, I'm looking at a bill right now. This just comes from California Political Review. The worst bill of the week, AB 1461, allows illegal aliens to register to vote at the DMV.
Yep.
And that makes as much sense as California does.
Yeah. So you know, it's taxifornia. You know, it's we got to get away from these guys one way or the other, or get our representation back one way or the other, or we will be forced to vacate the state, and they're going to ruin it up here too. So we can attract individuals.
Well, obviously, I can't run for the Board of Supervisors based on my support of the state of Jefferson, because the election is almost a year away. And by that time, the state of Jefferson will have passed the point of being approved or not approved by Shasta County. But there are so many things in Shasta County that make it viable as a state on its very own. It has all the resources that you could want. It can be self-sustaining. It has tourism, water, forests, manufacturing. It has good air quality if we just don't import all that stuff up from the south. It's accessible. Why aren't we looking at separating from the anvil of California that is holding us back from being what we could be? So if Shasta County could make it, then the North State on its own would be a wonderful state.
Wow. Well, and it used to be. I mean, we had all that manufacturing and mining and timber and everything, and there was good money here. And people came.
I'm still seething over this stupid bill, California New Motor Voter Act, clears second Senate committee. It actually, this bill, also known as the, known as the California New Motor Voter Act, was approved. Okay, this is on July 16th. Was approved today by the Senate Committee on Transportation and Housing in an 8-3 vote. That just tells you everything you want to know. If people think that giving illegal aliens the voting power is going to help them or it doesn't matter, you're just crazy or stupid. Because these people that are coming over the border will vote themselves entitlement, and your money will be the
Well, that's why they're coming across, because they get all the free stuff.
They're going to get all the free stuff, whether it's free medical, which has already been voted in, free housing, free you name it. Well, that's coming off to the backs of the people who are actually working. And you know, you don't have a sovereign state anymore. You're not sovereign anymore. And if you think that living, you know, go watch the Cuban, they got the new programs on Discovery Channel where they're down in Cuba and they're talking about rebuilding their cars.
The cars, yeah.
Yeah. Watch that for a little while, because that's where you're headed. That's what a communist government ends up like. That's what, when you have mob rule and you end up with a communist government, which is what we are pretty much at now.
We're pretty close.
Your standard of living doesn't go up. It goes down. And when it goes down a lot. I'm sorry, Jen.
No, that's all right. Margaret Thatcher said it best. Under the socialist system, you run out of other people's money to spend, and then you're done.
These guys are searching the entire island for a U-joint. Because there's no manufacturing. You know, there's no money. You know, they're making $5 a day. Okay, and they're living in a third world country. Now, you can make a pretty good case right now in some parts of Southern California, or just go look at Detroit and see what these policies will do for you. That is here in California, because anybody that will hand over their sovereignty to illegal people who have no idea what America, self-reliance, working for a living is about.
They don't want to know.
No.
They don't care.
No, they want to, you know, it's all a big scam. They dip into the system and they're just unwinding our way of life, because they have no concept of what a republic is, and freedom and responsibility is, not just, how's it been working over there in those countries?
Because, again, it's driven by money. Whether it's free stuff to them, it's still kind of, is driven by money.
You know what it ends up? It ends up every single time with a few people running everybody, and it's all about the money. Look at our Board of Supervisors right now. Look at our state government right now. Look at our federal government right now. It all gets consolidated into the hands of a few people, and the rest of us are peons, and nobody gives a crap what we think, do, or say.
Just move along.
Yeah, Bob's been waiting for a while on that.
And I guess with that, I'm getting the sign that we need to go to a break. Again, if you want to call in and talk with Janet, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
It's time for Shasta Lake Floor's Midsummer Flooring Sale. Shasta County's premier hardwood sales and installation company is offering outstanding values right now on hardwood flooring of all types. Now through August 20th, Shasta Lake Floors will be discounting its entire hardwood selection. Also on sale is the new waterproof laminate stocked exclusively by Shasta Lake Floors. If you're looking for a high-quality carpet, Karastan Carpet is on sale too. And you can't get any higher quality than that. Free pad upgrades with all installed orders. Hundreds of carpet remnants to choose from and pallets of hardwood and laminate ready to be installed in your house right now. This sale includes special order items too. Come by Shasta Lake Floors today for the lowest prices and the best service in the North State. And yes, financing is available. Ask about our 4-year no interest financing. The Midsummer Sale is on now at Shasta Lake Floors, 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake. Open Monday through Saturday.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
About a lucky
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire. Yeah, that's the Beatles, if you didn't know. Good stuff. Well, we're here in the studio talking with Janet Chandler, and we've covered a lot of subjects. We've covered, you know, carbon EPA, water issues, fire tax, state of Jefferson, CalPERS, STRS, the immigration issue. You know, we're just talking in the break. It's too stupid to be stupid unless you're trying to take over the country, unless you're trying to take over the state. And implement government that's foreign to our Constitution and we the people. And that's been the nature of government since the beginning of time.
That's
been the problem. Who takes your money? Who steals your property? Who puts you in servitude? You know, who sends you to war? You know, who steals everything from you? And then, you know, we're supposed to look to the government to fix it when the reality is that the only one we have to fix it. It's we the people.
That's why we have the United States. That's why it was formed.
Well, that's what it was formed for, was to protect the rights of the people from the government. And, boy, we sure seem to have lost some of that. With that, in our education system, let's talk a little bit about Common Core. You know, it's kind of like Common Core is, you know, a rotten core, if you ask me, because...
How stupid can we make you?
Well, that's right. We're going to dumb you down. Yep. What do you think about Common Core, Janet?
Oh, a topic near and dear to my heart. I spent many years as a substitute teacher, and at the age of 45, I went back to school and got my regular teaching credential. I taught for a year and a half at Happy Camp High School, and I taught for 20 years at Burney High School. I know a little bit about education. I have a son who is a social studies teacher in the Sacramento area and a daughter-in-law who has been in teaching for over 20 years and has just entered the realm of administration. Common Core is insidious. It is terrible. It is one of the worst things that could happen to education. I have been through a lot of educational programs and plans and ideas, and they come and they go, but Common Core is probably the worst of all that I've seen because it is not local. It is not even governmental. It was formulated by a group of private people who are doing it for money, and they are doing it for mind control. They tell you what you can teach, and you teach it, and it is not even good education. It is not even accurate education. And it was foisted upon people with the idea of money. California applied and said they would do Common Core, and they did not get any money for it, and it's going to cost them a fortune. I cannot stress strongly enough to parents out there, opt out. You can go to your school. You can sign forms. It isn't just the testing that you're opting out of. It is also the data mining. They are gathering information about your children. I know this sounds like tinfoil hat things, but it's true. They are getting information on your children that they have no right to get.
And family.
And family.
And why is that a problem?
Oh, gee, I can't imagine why you wouldn't want the school to know what kind of topics of discussion you have at the dinner table at home. It's none of the government's business, and this isn't even government. It's private industries that are collecting this data to use.
Yeah, whether you own a gun or not.
Well, they'll ask you that at the doctor's office. Have you been depressed lately?
Are you suicidal?
Yeah. Don't go with Common Core. Fight it. There are some really good books and information out by Orlean Curley. Google Common Core Fight. I'm sure you'll come up with something. There is a movement right now in Shasta County trying to gather information from various school districts on just who is giving out the truth about Common Core and opting out. Opt out. Fight it. Don't just go down and say, well, I'm too busy. It's the school. They know what they're doing. No, they don't know what they're doing if they're promoting Common Core.
Well, they have this attitude that they're superiorly smart to you, and you have to be careful of that because when you go down there, they just try to treat you like a crackpot in a lot of cases because they, you know, anything that has been handed down from the high Lord, Mr. Obama and company, who handed it down? I think it came from Bill Gates to start with. But
a lot of it.
You know, it's just funny. Everything that this guy up in the White House has mandated or tried to implement with this federal overreach in so many different areas doesn't seem to be for the good of the people as much as it seems to be for the, you know, to propagate more power in government.
Every parent knows what's best for their kids. They are the experts. The school is not the expert. The parent is. There was a point at which I took my two children out of public schools and homeschooled them because the school was doing more harm than good. Even if they didn't learn a thing, at least they were not being harmed. Now, I'd like to think they did learn. But parents, you know what's best for your kids, and it is not Common Core. Don't let the schools fool you.
I was just
going to
say, I'm kind of at that crossroads now. I mean, we've got school starting up here in August pretty soon, and, you know, I've got the kids, you know, I've got all three grandkids living with me now full time, and, you know, we've got them in the STEM program over there at the charter school. But I'm almost at the point now where the vaccinations or whatever it is, the data might, you know, he's opted out of Common Core. But it's like, when do you make the decision to pull him out of school? And then how do you deal with that?
Right. And I was going to say in that movie by Colin Gunn that I've watched, you know, I didn't realize it till the statement was made in the movie. It is one place that we send our kids that we know nothing about the people. Where else do you take your kids to daycare and just drop them off to anybody? But that's what you're doing with the education system. You're trusting them and not checking into it. You know nothing about them, but you'll go ahead and leave your kid there for 8 hours a day.
And you assume that someone else has done the job of checking.
Yes.
And I've spent enough years in education that I know that the vast majority of the teachers are good teachers. They are doing a good job with your kids, but there are always those that aren't.
Yeah.
Well, and what is this, you know, this program has been implemented without the teacher's consent in most cases as well, I think.
Oh, yes, yeah, without anybody's consent. It was foisted upon you.
And I guess with that, we have a caller on the line. We have Gary from Reading. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Good morning. And it's a subject dear to my heart. And thank you, Janet, for putting your neck out there and saying what you're saying and also backing it up with action.
It's a
regarding
tough
Common Core, there's a big teacher symposium that is nationally hooked up, and it is occurring the 31st of this month at Sequoia Middle School. And I think the time is probably about 8 o'clock, 8:30 to 4 o'clock. And this is financed by Bill Gates. Surprise, surprise, surprise. And it's free.
What's the date on that again, Gary? Do you know?
It's free. The 31st. It's a Friday at the Sequoia Middle School. It was mentioned on Carl Bott's program last week. And so far, haven't been able to pick up the website, if there is one, or if they're trying to keep it secret, which would not surprise me. But that's next couple weeks, Friday. I plan to attend, as some other people, because I just want to hear what is going on.
Well,
and I'm part of the group, Janet. We've spoken to most of the school boards in the area, the county school board, three times, and we might as well talk to the wall.
Well, Gary,
they have no clue, do not want a clue, and as you said, all they're looking at is the money.
Well, here's what I've been saying all along. Okay, the only way you're going to get these people's attention is not by access. You know, we all try to get access to educate them, to get them to understand so that they will, you know, see the facts and do the right thing. That's not, and the school board is no different. You know, what I would do at that meeting is I would show up with as many people as I could, and I would protest it. I would have signs out front. I would have, you know, people, you know, speaking, do whatever you can, disrupt it. Whatever you got to do to let these guys know that they're going to get fired, we're going to get rid of them, we're going to do whatever we can to get out of this thing, that's what's going to change it. Do you have some thoughts, Janet?
Yeah, the mere fact that this thing is being sponsored by Bill Gates, he is Mr. Evil when it comes to Common Core. He's the one who started this. He's the one who's making money on it. He is the one who's data mining. He has nothing good planned for your kids with Common Core.
Well, isn't the end result of this is similar to the system in China, if not the system in China, where they pick for your kids jobs and the industries that they want you to work in, that they think you're the most suited for.
It's already starting to happen here at the college level, as they're saying that you need to become a doctor or whatever, and we'll put you to work here because we give you the funding for your loan and stuff. That is starting to
happen
here.
Right, so they start picking your career and the industry they want you to go into, not the other way around, where in a free society you get to pick what you want to do. But that's what this is going towards, isn't it?
That's right, and this is based on the psychological testing that they are doing on your kids.
Common Core is about mind control that you said. It's just like Obamacare is about control. It's nothing to do about your health or medicine, and Common Core is the same thing. It's about control, and there's maybe a bright spot coming. There is the process of a lawsuit coming when all the legal schmeagle and all the I's are dotted. Is coming, I would think it might be announced in the next couple of weeks against one of the school districts locally because they did not inform the parents that they were able to opt out. And Janet, you probably know, most of the school districts will poo-poo or absolutely say that's not the case, you cannot opt out. And it is in the ed bill that they can. And so on. So many of the school districts are doing it on their own because they don't want the secret out.
And thank you for your fight. It is a well-placed opposition. Thank you.
Yes. All right. Take care.
All right. Thanks,
all right, thank you.
Well, and you know something? Again, we're back to the people who work for us forget who the bosses are, and we got to stand up and let them know who the bosses are. We got to get out there and shake these people up. They need to know that people are mad. This is not about, oh, gee, you know, trying to persuade them anymore. This is about, you guys better start doing what the heck we tell you to do, or we're going to figure out a way to get rid of you. Because this is going to get uglier and uglier until we start getting control of these people that work for us.
You need to be more afraid of us than of the government.
That's the deal, you know, and unfortunately, that's the only thing these pompous, arrogant people.
See, they're more afraid of the government because of the money piece instead of us. Even though we don't have the money, you should be more afraid of the people because they're going to start standing up on some issue.
You know something? This country was founded on a tax revolt where we threw all the tea in the harbor and we stopped paying our taxes. That's going to come here pretty soon. Because you know something? They may think that they have total control, but you know something? It's going to be like Hogan's Heroes, and it's already starting to be like that. Yeah, you tell Clink, hey, we're doing a good, whatever you say, Clink, while we're digging tunnels.
Yeah. And people will start standing. They're going to find one issue or something here pretty soon. If they just all stood up on that one issue, they have all the power they need.
And you do not owe loyalty to people who lie to you.
That's it. And again, that's the game, is to marginalize as many people as possible. You're the tinfoil hat person. Just like they did with Obamacare. Oh, you're not for, you don't care, you don't like children. You don't care for children. You hate children, don't you? Because you don't want them all to have free medical. You don't want them to have access. Everybody should be entitled to medical. Well, you know something? Everybody should be entitled to food, too. But if you don't have farmers to grow it, you're going to freaking starve, you morons.
And I guess with that, we have a call from Charles. Good morning, Charles.
Yeah, good morning.
What can we do for you?
Well, I will bring up the topic of out-of-control staff, or at least staff that's acting on its own without any authorization from, in this case, the city council, but it certainly dovetails to what potentially could happen at the county level if county staff were to do the same thing.
Okay.
And here we're talking about the city's water cop program, which was never agendized for council consideration. There was no budget amendment. There was nothing in the budget in the budget discussions that even alluded at all to this program. There was no authorization for it in any of the budget talks. It was never agendized, otherwise for council consideration. This is just, you know, city staff in Reading, city staff in this case, just on their own deciding to do this. And
so once again, they didn't inform the people.
Well, not only did they not inform, they've made a total mockery of the whole council process to where they're just saying, hey, we're going to spend your money on our own. We're going to do whatever the heck we want on our own.
Isn't that what criminals do? I mean, let's just pull the gloves off here for a second. Not that I ever had the gloves on to begin with, but isn't this just plain criminal that these pompous, arrogant people on the council are doing? I mean, they don't give a crap about what the people have to say. They put their public comments to the end, and all they care about is their enrichment and their little power play and who they're having their martinis with at the end of the day, and who's ever pulling their strings like little marionettes.
We'll make the decision for you.
They're sock puppets. They're sock puppets. And I mean, gosh, some of the comments that have come out of these criminals, in my opinion, you know, these people should be put in jail and having handcuffs on. And it's getting to the point where if they don't start wising up, that's where this is headed.
Oh, yeah. By the way, there's a city council meeting happening in 2 days.
And
so, you got to wait till practically the end of the meeting because the city council doesn't want to hear from.
Well, these
else,
see, this is good.
Practically wait till the end of the meeting to talk about it. Because it's not agendized for Tuesday night's meeting, but you know, if you want to talk about during the public comment, item number 10, to voice your objection to this garbage, and I know that there's going to be at least one city council person, Weaver, who's going to accuse us of having a 2-year-old temper tantrum and want to put us in timeout, Weaver.
I mean, isn't this is past being policy, because a lot of people, oh, you've got to be respectful because there's just a difference in opinion on policy. No, guys...
Well, they equate civility with unqualified submission to their will.
There you have it. And I don't know, but stand me, correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't every one of these guys swear an oath to uphold the Constitution of federal and state?
Yep.
Well, I think we ought to. I'm going to float this idea here, and I want to see what you think of it. I mean, isn't it about time that we start hooking up polygraph machines to these bastards when they are administered the oath of office, so that if they're not telling the truth, we can know right away?
Well, that's an idea. You know, that could be data mining in a different way.
Well, they data mine us. It's about fair play, isn't it?
Yeah, we just won't let them know that we have them hooked up to the lie detector at the time.
Let's get back to Janet here on these water issues.
I know, but I mean, this can, well, first of all, the city council happens in 2 days, but it also dovetails with what could, I mean, this could happen at the county level, too.
Right.
Staff just, doing whatever, acting on their own
without
any authorization.
Oh, absolutely.
It already has.
I think
there has to be a willingness to fire the bad actors.
Well, I agree, Charles. But listen, we need to get back on the water issue here. We want to make as much hay as we can while the sunshine with Janet here. We're not going to have her in for a while. So we want to, I want to thank you for your call. And then let's give her a little bit of a platform here and the floor to talk about some of these water issues. Issues and what she thinks about on how to deal with
that. Yeah, because that's not just a city issue.
That's true. And Charles, thank you for your comments on out of control staff. There are two issues I want to deal with here, and before I get to the water, I'm going to deal with the first one, and that is the non-responsiveness of staff to the needs of the people. Just recently in Eastern Shasta County, there was an incident in which raw sewage was flowing on the private property, and a neighbor reported that raw sewage, and it was a health issue, and there was also some problems with a child being in a dangerous situation. And this was reported, and nothing was done. Nothing happened. The people who were supposed to be taking care of it and looking into it and following through did not do their job because, well, after all, it's only Eastern Shasta County. It wasn't happening in Reading, so we're not going to really jump on
so
this
when
and
you
do
say
anything.
Reported, who was reported to?
Well, it look it up in the newspaper. I don't want to get into the details.
Okay.
But the overall issue is that nothing happened for several months until finally the local newspaper made a big deal of it, and then promises were made. But that's far too often the case, in that the farther away you are from the horse's head, the less responsive county agencies and employees are to the needs of the people. Back to water. In eastern Shasta County and District 3, most people are not dependent on a water company. I am. I live in Burney. We sit on an aquifer, and the water flows in, it flows out into our pipes, and it...
Oh, we lost
Charles, is what that was.
Oh, okay. And when I use the water to water my lawn, it flows back into the aquifer. Of course, it takes a period of time. Water shortage is not an issue in the Intermountain area. What is an issue is the fact that we have ranchers and farmers who own their own water. The water comes from their property. Who can manage it the best? The government or the farmers and the ranchers? It's their water. They rely on it. They can manage it, and that should be recognized, that they are the best determiners of how to save and use their own water. It should not be left up to a Central Valley Water Board or an Integrated Regional Water Management or the State Department of Water Resources. We rely on those farmers and those ranchers for agricultural products. They know how to manage their water. Another example. In Shasta County, we have timber. After a disastrous fire in 1992, the Fountain Fire, hundreds of thousands of acres of timber were destroyed, gone. It was the most devastating forest fire I have seen. If you drive through there now, 23 years later, you will see a forest. It's not a huge forest. The trees are not immensely tall, but it is full of trees, and they are healthy. And now, how did that happen? Well, it isn't because the Forest Service came in and put trees in there. It's because Sierra Pacific and Fruit Growers Supply knew that they had an agricultural crop that needed to be replaced, and they replanted immediately. And today, they have a prosperous forest that will, in the near future, be able to be farmed. So people, owners, citizens know best how they can use their resources. Government comes way down the list on being relied upon to make those decisions.
Wow, that just seems so free.
Sorry,
so logical. I mean,
I didn't mean to make sense.
Yeah, I know. It's just like Red said in the last hour. He said, "Yeah, you obviously didn't get vaccinated on the logic thing."
Yeah.
I'm too old. The vaccination didn't take.
Yeah. So it's like these people that don't get logical vaccinations. I forget exactly what he said, but it was great. Anyway, wow. I mean, how do we follow up with that? I mean, it's unbelievable, I mean, that we have to go this far to realize that the government that governs least governs best, and that's really what we're talking about here, is every step is out of control government across the board. This is exactly what the Founding Fathers were afraid of. This is exactly what the Founding Fathers, put into our founding documents to prevent. And now we've fallen exactly right back into the same trap of this over-regulation of everything.
Speaking of regulation, there is a question I would like to pose to our state legislature. They passed this water problem bill, and we're all supposed to be saving water, which is not a bad thing. Of course, we should be saving water. But it was done with the idea that one size fits all, and even though I sit on an aquifer and my water use is not going to affect what happens in the Central Valley at all, that we all have to share the suffering and we all have to be a part of the solution. Well, then why don't they have the same feeling towards the fire fee? Doesn't the entire state enjoy the forests that come under CAL FIRE supervision? So why is it just a few people in California who have to pay the fire fee? Why isn't it the entire state if it's so important?
Okay, and with that, we're going to need to go to a break. Again, if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Now I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa, you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken, and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Beat the heat in the coolest place in town, Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Play with us this summer and enjoy air-conditioned indoor fun. Cool off with art at Make and Take Tuesdays. Play along in our passport raffle at Aquatic Adventures and avoid a brain freeze in Mindbender Mansion. Learn all about Turtle Bay's resident animals at Walk on the Wild Side. When temperatures soar, come chill with us. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic. Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine. Just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. That's how the shriek rainbows. So come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way. When you're in love to stay.
Yep, sunshine, rainbows, and lollipops. That's what we're talking about.
And donuts.
Donuts. I'm staring at a donut. We've got I got to say, Frank Rose comes in here every Sunday. What a great American. He drops donuts off, and I've got one staring at me right now. And it's, you know.
I already ate some of mine.
Kind of like Alice in Wonderland. Eat me.
Yes, we appreciate Mr. Rose greatly in many aspects, not just the donuts.
What a great American. Absolutely. We want to say thank you, Mr. Rose, just so you know.
For everything. Thank you for your service, too, sir.
So,
we don't just mean the donuts.
Valley Forge person.
He's a Valley Forge kind of guy.
Yeah, I was raised around Valley Forge.
There you have it. So he's a great American. He's a real patriot.
Yes, he is.
So with that, let's talk a little bit more about the, this fire tax. You know, Cal Fire hates this because this is kind of a divide and conquer strategy, if you ask me, from the state level, because it's like, oh, so if you're down in the urban areas, you don't have to pay this. Only us, you know.
They don't have fires down there. What's the matter with you? They never have a fire down there.
Have you ever heard of any fires in Southern California?
Where's the state burning up now?
I mean, I've never heard of any fires in California down there by the city. Have you? You know, in Santa Monica, you know,
LA.
Santa Ana, you know, L.A. Hills. Mm-hmm. They never have fires, do they?
Not that I've ever seen. Not in Cajon Pass. Oh, wait. Wasn't there a brush fire there or something?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think, in fact, if I remember right, they've had fires all over the place. Why are they playing? It's ridiculous. You know, it's divide and conquer. You pit one side of the population against the other. That's kind of what's been going on here in the state of California. That's why the state of Jefferson representation is such a big issue, and this is a prime example of it.
Yeah, maybe they should just have one really big fire.
Well,
I'm just saying.
While we all pay this fire tax up here that we didn't, can't vote against because we're so outvoted by, you know, the representation that, so how, if you're down in LA and they vote a tax to, for all the, you know, subhuman knuckle draggers up here in Shasta County to pay, what do you care?
And that's exactly what happened. You know, the most insidious part of this fire tax is that it's a fraud. There's 74, and these are not necessarily 2015 figures, but the last figures I saw, there was $74 million in fire fee money collected. Of that $74 million, $50 million goes to the general fund. Now, we know Jerry Brown is just in love with that general fund because he just stole $331 million to put in that general fund that belonged somewhere else. Of that $74 million, $12 million goes into property inspections. That means two little nice young people, flunkies, come around and tell you, gee, you've been clearing the brush away from your house. Well, yes, I have, because I don't want it to burn. And then $10 million, which is 14% administration fee, and $2 million of that $74 million goes for fire prevention literature. What has been accomplished? Nothing, except the state gets $50 million in the general fund.
They just raised the tax on us.
Yeah.
You know, a taxation without representation. And in the meantime, I'm looking at, you know, CBS Los Angeles. If you go to that website on July 16th, Governor Brown talks to, you know, KCAL9 about a bill that would mandate reduction in gas usage while Governor Brown prepares to travel to Rome next week for an international climate conference. Debate over the bill aimed at reducing gas usage in California is heating up. He fully supports SB 350, which would mandate a 50% cutback in California's gas usage in the next 15 years, arguing that's a prime factor in global warming. Now, this is the guy that's governing the state right now.
You know, I have the privilege of having voted against Jerry Brown four times. It would have been more, but I wasn't old enough to vote when he ran for attorney general.
Wow. You know, critics charge that the bill provides no specific plan to achieve the massive cutbacks in gas usage that would be left up to California Air Resources Board. Oh, wow, leave it up to those guys.
Yeah, they'll do it. Yeah.
The CARB.
Yeah, leave it up to CARB, which those critics, like the oil industry, say would have no limits on what could be could mandate. You know, in other words, you're giving total control over these guys to tell you what you can drive, how far you can drive, how much you can drive. And it's going to be monitored by Moonbeam and the California Air Resources Board, CARB. What could go wrong?
Yeah, there's no problem here.
Yeah, move along.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here. I guess when you're biking everywhere and you can't go on vacation anymore.
Well, then you'll have to move to the city.
I guess we got to go.
Yep, we're going to be at the top of the hour, so stay with us. We will be back after the top of the hour.
We have a donut calling my name.
This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
And if you go, no one may follow. That path is for your steps alone.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington.
Security has been heightened across the country following last week's shooting in Chattanooga, Connie Lawn reports.
Armed military police are now standing guard in front of many recruiting sites, and some of the centers have moved away from open and friendly strip malls. This is in the wake of the brutal murder of four Marines and one sailor in Chattanooga. The service members inside are taking greater measures to protect themselves. Soft civilian targets such as schools, houses of worship, transportation, hotels, and shopping centers are beefing up their own security. Fewer people take safety for granted. Connie Lawn, SRN News, Washington.
Tragedy in Ohio last night. A woman and two children killed when their trailer home was swept into a creek near Georgetown.
During the course of this, this double-wide mobile home was washed off its foundation. It had a six family members inside, and basically they were swept downstream.
That's Georgetown Village Administrator Art Owens. The father and two other children survived. Republican presidential candidates stumping in Ohio this weekend. Former Texas Governor Rick Perry talked immigration.
On the border, in the river in many cases, in a prevention position. You put the personnel on the border. You have the strategic fencing in those metropolitan areas. And the one thing that's really missing today are the aviation assets. From Tijuana to El Paso to Brownsville. 1,933 miles, flying 24/7, looking down with our technology.
The crowded GOP field is expected to pick up two more candidates this month. Former U.S. prisoners of war subjected to forced labor in Japan during World War II are getting an apology today from a major Japanese corporation, a senior executive of Mitsubishi delivering that apology. This is SRN News.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off because being a teacher, you don't make a whole lot of money.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360 to talk to a certified counselor.
I had heard about Trinity, so I made the call. They took care of all of my credit cards, and now I am completely debt-free.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, stop late fees, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
My name is Ann, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
That's 1-800-758-5360.
Authorities say a 13-month-old girl believed to have been kidnapped from a California motel is safe and sound at this hour, and two men have been arrested. Los Angeles County Sheriff's spokesman Joseph Fender says someone called authorities yesterday afternoon after hearing a baby crying in a shed in Palmdale. That's 35 miles northeast of Los Angeles. Child appeared to be unharmed. An Amber Alert had been issued earlier in the day, and two suspects were eventually run down. The church of a Chicago-area woman found hanged inside a Texas jail cell earlier last week is planning a prayer walk today in her honor as an investigation into her death continues. Sandra Bland hanged herself with a plastic bag 3 days after being pulled over by police on a traffic violation. She was then arrested for allegedly kicking an officer during the stop. Friends and family are questioning that account. They want to know more about how exactly she hung herself in jail. This is SRN News. The largest marketer of as-seen-on-TV products has cut a deal with New Jersey regulators.
New Jersey reached the settlement with Telebrands, Inc. after saying the company used high-pressure sales tactics and made it hard for customers to receive refunds. State consumer affairs officials say the Fairfield-based company has agreed to revise its interactive voice response ordering system. In addition to paying the state $550,000, Telebrands will have to retain a consumer affairs liaison to monitor its compliance with the settlement terms. The liaison will also help resolve consumer complaints and provide quarterly reports to the state. Jeremy House, SRN News.
Today is Sunday, July 19th, the 200th day of 2015. There are 165 days left in the year. On this date in history, 1553, King Henry VIII's daughter Mary was proclaimed Queen of England after pretender Lady Jane Grey was deposed. This is SRN News.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts,
guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
It's an experience that resonates with people. Our website is how we get our work out there. We spend less time.
It's the end of the line.
As we know it.
It's the end of the world as we know it. Yeah. Unbelievable, isn't it? Sovereign Mind Radio, we're back.
It's too bad it isn't all right.
We've been talking here with Janet Chandler about all things governments, Board of Supervisors, fire tax, Common Core, water, everything. We're getting it all out on the table. But I got to, we're going to go back to the fire tax and, how to protest and get this refund thing in. But I got to say, does anybody look at this stupid thing about, they're going to make you reduce your gas consumption by 50%? How are you going to get to school? How are you going to get to work? Well, I guess because there won't be any jobs left, it won't be a worry because you can hitchhike out of the state.
And you don't have to worry about school because Bill Gates has given you a computer.
And
you sit in front of it and he watches you.
And these pompous idiots of the Brain Trust known as, up there in Sacramento have passed this. Okay? It's not law yet, but it's coming if we don't do something about it. And you know something? My point here is this. We're all criminals now anyway. What the heck? You might as well just keep breaking the law. Because you know something? You can't tell me that I'm only going to drive 50% of the gas use that I'm driving now because I'm going to tell you where you can go. I'm going to give you the middle finger salute. I'm going to tell you if it's pointed down to turn it up and take...
That's universal sign language, just so you know.
There you have it.
Everybody understands
it. You know something, Jerry? Go to your global warming, tree-hugging conference in Europe and stay there. In fact, why don't you move to Greece for a little while, because that's what California is going to look like here in another year or two, and tell me how you like it, idiot. All right, I'm sorry.
Well, on that note, so you went over your 50 miles, so you have to stay wherever you're at, right? If he's over there, too bad.
Yeah, because we all got to get together and circle around the tree, and we don't need food or nothing because who needs to, work? Because we could just, stay on the beach and collect our welfare checks and buy lobster and stuff. dudes, communism's, cool, I think I got a little English accent in there that time, though. I was trying to do Surfer Joe.
That didn't work too well, but we get the drift of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, shut up. But you can't make this crap up. Are these guys so out of touch with reality? Do you think that Jerry is cutting back his gas consumption? While he's flying to Europe?
That's what I'm saying.
Do you think Jerry is going to cut back his gas consumption on his limo that he drives around SAC in?
Or everywhere. No.
All I can say is nullification means shove it. Okay? Sorry.
All I can say is if I'm going to do jail time, I'm going to make it worthwhile.
There you have it. Okay, so sorry. let's get back to the Board of Supervisors. I'm sorry I went off the deep end there. I can't stand this guy, though. What a moron. I mean, really? Yeah, just I'm going to wave my magic hand and...
Elections have consequences.
Oh, yeah. So
the people didn't learn the first three times. They had to do it again.
So does revolt and tar and feathering. But just saying.
Well, like I said, he had to wait 40 years to run again until enough people had either died or left the state.
Well, that's true.
He didn't remember his first two terms.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't believe. I come back from Colorado, and here he is again. It's like, you were governor when I left. What happened? Stir, people, wake up.
It's like Back to the Future Part 2. Anyway, let's get back on to the fire tax fee. We want to give Janet the platform here. Sorry if we rant here a little too much, but yeah, if you can't stay on Sovereign Mind Radio and not get heated up and ticked off, you know, that's the, what's the politics, you know, the mini and the ticks, the bloodsuckers, you know, and,
be careful. He's over the button.
I was reading the other day.
No says, idea where this is going.
You know, I was reading this thing on, there's a commentator for Gold and Silver stuff. His name's Turd Ferguson.
Hey boy.
You go to TF.com or whatever it is, and, you know, he's talking about the turd ticks. So just so you know, that's what we have a new endangered species in our political environment. They're turd ticks.
Turd ticks. Be careful saying that fast. All right, and with that,
I probably regret not having hit the button.
Sorry. Okay, moving right along, back to the protest. Well, Janet, take it away.
Okay, it would be nice if we all could get together and just refuse to pay the fire fee, but because it's 800,000 of us are getting these bills, it's impossible to all get together as a movement and just refuse to pay. The second best thing you can do is protest. Now, when this bill, the fire fee, went into effect, we all knew that it was illegal. Even Governor Brown said it was illegal, but he was going to sign it anyway and let the courts hash it out. So the Howard Jarvis Tax Association immediately took it to the courts, and the state has been stalling ever since. But the Howard Jarvis is doing the best they can. If you want to support them, I suggest that you do hjta.org. So the protest. With your bill, there is some information on how to protest this, and you can go to firetaxprotest.org, and Howard Jarvis has it all set up for you. There is the form that you fill out. There is the attachment that you will file with the form that tells why you are protesting. It's very easy. They've done the work for you. The courts have already determined that if you do not file a protest, you will be ineligible for a refund if, when the refund comes. So don't think the state is just going to send you your money back. It will not, even if they lose the court case, they will not send you any money back unless you have filed a protest for every year that you pay. So firetaxprotest.org, go there. File a protest for every year that you have paid if you ever expect to get any money back.
All right. That's good information. And don't you have to, they're saying you have to pay the fire tax and then request a refund, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
You don't have to pay it if you choose not to,
but I mean, if you
you're
wanna...
putting your property at risk. I know people who are not paying it, but they can put a lien on it and they charge you a penalty. So that is up to your conscience, but file a protest if you pay.
There you have it. I think we're winding down here. We've got news to cover here in the last part of the show. I if you got anything more here, Janet, let's get it out on the table.
Okay, just some closing comments. These are my visions, my goals. Why should you vote for me for Board of Supervisors in District 3? Well, I want an alternative perspective. I think what we've been doing for too long has just become second nature, and we don't even look at what might happen. When an issue comes up, we should be asking why. Why are we still doing that? When a new idea comes up, we should be saying, why not? Why can't we look at that? I am tired of the board being a rubber stamp for outside dictates. Well, we have to do that because somebody told us we had to do it. The county has some power, and the board should be using the power that the county has to look out for us, to get things done. Commerce is vital to Shasta County. We need to ID and target the regulations that limit the creation and continuation of businesses and opportunities. if the board delegates authority to someone else, the board should follow through and make sure that those things get done. The people are the employers, and the board is the employees, and we better not forget that. The board answers to the people, and as the supervisor of District 3, I will answer to you.
And with that, I think we have a caller on the line. We have Mary from Reading. Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Good morning to all of you. I was listening to Janet speak, and she was talking about the fire tax every single year protests. Well, I called fire tax this year, and I asked them, I was just calling to ask them what the issues were, how it's moving along or whatever. And I told her I'm getting ready to protest again. She says, no, you already protested once. You don't have to protest again. And Janet says we have to protest every single year that we pay the money.
I have heard the theory that you have from them, and I have heard a different one. In order to be safe, I protest every time I pay
it. Okay, thank you very much. I'm going to do that. I'm going to dig up the last 2 years and protest again. I know there's a deadline on each one of those, but I just want to drive those people crazy.
Well, yeah, that is my whole point, too. I want them to have to process more paperwork than they ever planned on doing. And if you go to that firetaxprotest.org, there is actually a place on the forum that you can check which year you are protesting for.
And if it's
thank you.
All right, thanks, Mary. If it's like anything else with the state, you have to do it for each year or each.
To be safe.
Yes.
Well, there's a
lot. Otherwise, they won't refund it.
There's a lot more of us than there is of them, so I suggest we clog their phone lines up, clog their mail, clog their faxes, clog their emails, because you know something? These guys had better start getting the message, because as this gets worse and worse and worse, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse, because you can't have it get better and better if you're doing everything possible wrong to have government take over everything. You can use Cuba as the example of total government, or North Korea, or Russia, or any place you want that has had total totalitarianism in its government. I think I could say that five times fast.
And if you don't protest, they don't know you're out there.
They don't care.
They don't care.
They don't care.
They'll just keep taking your money. They don't care.
They're sitting up there. They've got their salaries, their pensions. You know, they're living large. And you know something? Just like the Board of Supervisors and just like a city council, you know, the city council moving the public comment to the end. That really is a big indicator that they care about what we think, isn't it?
Yeah. And you know how many of them are paying that fire tax?
I don't know.
Probably a big goose egg.
Well, you know something? Even if they are, so what? They're getting paid huge salaries.
That's true.
On the Board of Supervisors. I don't know. What do those guys make?
I have no idea. That's how informed I am on the monetary issue here. I don't know what the salary is for the Board of Supervisors.
So, you know, even if they're not making big salaries, it's kind of like when you go to Congress. You go to Congress and you know.
You're not supposed to get rich?
You're like Wally Herger. You show up, hat in hand, you barely got a couple of properties, you know, you're living in a rental, and then you come out, you know, 12 years later, a multimillionaire.
That's not supposed to work that way?
That's why the Senate is called the Millionaires Club.
Yeah. So we got the local board, and I mean, why do they do it? And the city council, why this elitist attitude? Are they just up there, you know, having drinks with the swells? What's the incentive? I guess they don't have any incentive to take care of their constituents, because I guess the constituents haven't risen up enough. Oh, wait a minute. Isn't there some big foundation around here? I know that controls everybody, Turtle Bay, but has the most property in the county.
No, say it's not so. They wouldn't have nothing to do with it.
I'm sure for humanitarian reasons only.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah.
Anyway, we want to thank you for coming on, Janet. We appreciate you.
And we will have you back in the future when it gets closer to the election. And remember, you will be at the Reading Tea Party August 3rd.
August 3rd at 6 o'clock.
There you go.
Janet Chandler is running for Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Remember that name.
District 3.
Because she's the person you want to get in there if you want to start getting some things straightened out.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. I guess we'll go to a break now, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about some current events.
All right. We are. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Ruh-roh.
You only give me your funny paper, and in the middle. negotiations you break down. I never give you my number, I only give you my situation, and in the middle of investigation I break down.
Out of college, money spent, see no future, see no rent, all the money's gone, nowhere to go. Any jobber got the sack, Monday morning, turn it back, yellow lorry slow.
Of compassionate, patient-centered quality health care is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
It's a long day, living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy, cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart.
Tom Petty.
Yeah, I'm
Yeah, I think he's free falling. Seen something about him apologizing to somebody for the Confederate flag this last week.
Yeah.
It's like, really, Tom? Come on.
I know. Program. Just when you think you can, you know, like somebody and then something
all
like
of a sudden
that,
it's
know?
Like, wow. Anyway, we've got Dave on the line. And I
have David from San Francisco,
has a comment about the fire tax. Good morning, Dave. How you doing?
Yeah, morning, all. We woke up this morning and we're hearing rumors of a big storm down in San Diego and that we might even get a taste of it, you know, in the Central Valley or something. But just
That's
looking
scary.
At the weather map, doesn't look
good.
Very likely.
Yeah, we could use some rain.
Oh, I know, but it doesn't look very likely. It looks like it's going south. So, yeah, it looks like we missed out again. Hey, you know, in this drought year, though, I was kind of surprised at the tack of, opposing the fire tax. You know, it may be everybody's starving and can use every penny, but it seems kind of penny wise and pound foolish to be fighting over a fire tax in a drought year.
Well, I guess you weren't listening to the reasons we're fighting the fire tax then.
I would be happy to address that.
Go ahead.
The fire tax does not pay for prevention of fires, nor does it pay for the suppression of fires. It only pays for the education about them. Not one dime goes for a fire truck or a hose or a firefighter.
And,
really?
Yeah, and then on top of that, why should only the rural counties pay for that?
Well, the cities pay for almost everything in the state, so I'm not sure that it's, you know, it's still somewhat penny-wise and pound-foolish to be talking about some of this. I mean, you certainly don't want to get rid of an education program, but it's kind of, so how much does the dollar value of this?
I don't think it's about the dollar value, Dave, as much about the principle. Number one, it was passed illegally. Number two, you've got no representation in the north part of the state, so that it's being voted in by people who are not paying it, which is the exact definition of, you know, taxation without representation. And so it's an illegal tax. That's really the biggest problem here. It's being purported as a fee, not a tax, and the fee is not going to what it was sold to the people as what it was going to pay for. So
with that, we have Terry on the line. You have a response to that, Terry?
Yeah, Dave. Just so you know, how you doing anyway, Dave?
Well, not too bad. I'm
good. Well, let me explain to you. Let's say that you're for the fire tax. Let's say it's a good idea. Do you want to know where every penny goes? And my source is the state of California and the Associated Press. We will take the first $74 million that went to the fire tax. Out of $74 million, and Dave, maybe you can do the math with me, $50 million goes to the general fund every year. I'll say it again. $50 million goes to the general fund every year. That leaves us $24 million, correct?
Approximately, sure.
Okay, then we have $12 million that goes to a young man or young woman who come out to your property, and they say, well, Dave, this tree is too close to your house. This needs to be cut down. This needs to be taken care of. And that needs to be taken care of. And therefore, when you do that, you probably have to pay another fee to the county for a permit. We're now to $62 million. Okay? $10
million
is an administration fee that is paid to the state of California, because the state of California in everything takes, and this is the LAO statistics, the legislative analysis statistics of the state of California, not mine. They take $14 million for their administration fee. Excuse me, $10 million for their administration fee. Because they take 14 to 40% off of everything. Now, that leaves us $2 million bucks. And that $2 million bucks does not go to a fireman, does not go to a fire truck, does not go to fire gear. It goes for literature. So out of the $74 million, not one penny is spent at all on fire safety or anything like that. Not one penny. And with $50 million going to the general fund, they can, as they have, put it into the high-speed rail and education. So even if that fee held water, they're not using it for what they say they're going to use it. And remember the keynote, Dave. $50 million goes every year to the general fund. Not just once, not just twice. So really and truly, when you have the facts on this, it's an erroneous fee.
Well, I'll have to take your word for it.
No, you can look it up. That's why I gave you statistics. That's why I used real facts for you. So you can go and look it up. The Legislative Analysis Office of the State of California and the Associated Press. There's real facts for you, buddy.
All right. All right. Well, so I'll take that for granted. And as you know, as a general rule, though, I take the position, and this goes all the way back to 1776 with the, you know, the Tea Party was not a protest that that people were paying too much in taxes. It was that the rich basically were getting to skate while the in other words, it's fixing our own property. You know, like, we own the bridges, we own the schools, we own the libraries. We want to fix that every year. So that's what taxes are for. And so when vast tax breaks are given to the biggest users of it, you know, if, for example, the trucking industry is vastly using the highways, but they get these tax breaks for delivering.
Okay, we're kind of going off on a rabbit trail here. What we're talking about is the fire fee. We're talking about a fire fee. We're not, I don't think either one of us are grandstanding on anything other than the fact the question was on the fire fee. That's your answer on the fire fee. That's it, period.
Okay,
I mean, there
I'll
is no.
I'll have to take your word for it. But
well,
I
don't have to take my word for it
because,
unlike some people,
because
I'm using facts. You don't have to even take my word for it. You can go look it up. It's a fact. You can call the governor. Call Jerry. It's a fact. And it's a fee. And if it was a tax, that means everyone would have it. But it really is a tax, isn't it? So
the Prop 13 created a civil war.
Okay,
honestly and truly,
I'm sure there's other stuff. And you sound like a great guy, but really, I'll go ahead and get off here because really the question's on a fire fee, not to stump on every issue you think's important, with all due respect.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
I still think that Prop 13 created a civil war in California where the super rich. Like, for example, Prop 13 was supposed to be because real estate taxes were getting higher and higher and driving little people off the land, right? Well, Safeway just got bought up by David Stockman. And Safeway, hypothetically, all of the stores in California have changed hands, but their tax base is not changing at all. At all. And the idea that a corporation can buy up another corporation and they're going to pay a sales or a property tax that's based from 1962, you know, this is a total phony system. They are not
absolutely
paying.
Absolutely. You're totally right, Dave. This is a totally phony system.
That's the whole point.
We can agree on that point until we get a system that's not phony by following the laws and the rule of law, not the rule of men, because that's what we've got here is we've got people that are ruling over us as opposed to serving us. And so we're probably going to have to end it on that, Dave. I see your point, and I agree with you to a certain extent on it, but we can't hash out everything. We were kind of standing on the fire tax.
Well, just one last thing. Check out that business about David Stockman, because not only did he buy Safeway, but he now dominates one-third of America's grocery buying.
Well,
and the idea that we've allowed a monopoly for a guy that can't spell potato, that this is dangerous to America, and it's hurting the farmers.
Well, I think, you know, Dave, you're absolutely right. Like I say, we can't rehash everything, and I know what you're talking about, because what we've got is we've got super rich, not just the middle class, super rich, working in collusion with the government. See, the left
right.
keeps saying it's the corporations, and the right keeps saying it's the government, and I've been saying all along, you're right, both of you, it's
both.
Them. It's them, because the government has been colluded by the corporation. So
that's it. Yeah.
So absolutely. So anyway, with that, let's go to a quick break, and then we've got to come back, and I've got some news to cover. So thanks a lot for the calls, Guy.
Yeah, if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
You made it in talk radio.
For the North State.
For the North State.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear words they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stopping still. I can't see their faces.
the shadows of their eyes. I'm going well, the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going well, the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone.
Hi, my name is Luke Verhoog, and I graduated from Redding Christian High School last year, and then received an academic scholarship to attend a large university in Texas. People thought Texas would be a culture shock for a California kid like me, but Redding Christian Schools prepared me well. Redding Christian follows educational standards required by the state, but what is unique about Redding Christian is that as a private Christian school, they have the freedom to teach kids how important it is to think for themselves. You must learn all sides of an issue, because that is the only way to find the truth and develop your own belief system. And a solid belief system gives you purpose in life. And believe me, in Texas, you are expected to stand strong in your beliefs and know your purpose. Speaking of purpose, that's something else I learned in high school. God wants me to encourage and uplift others, and I'm pretty sure He wants that to be your purpose too. So if you want to encourage and uplift others, I ask you to support Christian education by donating to Redding Christian School to help a local family with their tuition payments. Go to their website at readingchristianschool.com, click the donate button to donate online, or simply call them at 547-5600.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Beat the heat in the coolest place in town, Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Play with us this summer and enjoy air-conditioned indoor fun. Cool off with art at Make and Take Tuesdays. Play along in our passport raffle at Aquatic Adventures and avoid a brain freeze in Mindbender Mansion. Learn all about Turtle Bay's resident animals at Walk on the Wild Side. When temperatures soar, come chill with us. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
He's running around with a copter chasing him. Well, here in another example of Republicans gone awry, House Republicans fast-track bill to prevent states from labeling GMO foods.
Now, why would they do that?
Because they're our friends and they like Monsanto, too. Okay, so critics have called H.R. 1599 the mother of all Monsanto Protection Acts. So who are they working for up there? I mean, we always say, you know, dissing the Dems and the Libs and the blah, blah, blahs, but why not call these Republicans into account? We got a Republican House.
Right.
This comes from AllGov, you know, allgov.com, AllGov, A-L-L-G-O-V.com. And this was published on Thursday. And Republicans in the U.S. House have swiftly moved to adopt legislation that would prohibit states from adopting laws requiring labels on foods containing genetically modified organisms. And the House Committee on Agriculture this week approved H.R. 1599 that would create a voluntary federal labeling standard while also preventing states from forcing companies to put GMO labels on their food. The bill, which cleared the committee without debate, is now heading for the House floor. Now, whose best interest are these?
Oh, you see a problem that it's not yours?
Who are they representing? This is the same old crap. I'm so tired of this. Oh, the Republicans. You got to keep voting Republicans because the Republicans, you know, they're the ones
they'll
that are going to save us.
Yeah.
Oh, they're better than the Democrats. No, let me give you a news flash. They're freaking not.
They're the same people.
They're the same guys.
Mm-hmm.
They're not helping us. They're selling us down the river.
And they're just looking out for themselves.
But
once again.
They got an R in front of their name, and, you know, so that means that they're good.
Yeah.
Really? Really? So how much evidence do you need? How much evidence do you need in order to realize that the Republicans up there in the House and the Senate are not operating for you and in your best interest, the people's, but operating in the best interest of the highest bidder, the people who pay them off?
Who's got the most money?
Yeah. You know, speaking of that, we've got LaMafia holding a open house on Monday at his place on Churn Creek, 2885 Churn Creek Road, Suite C. And, you know,
at what time?
That's at 4 o'clock to 5:30. Probably a strategy session or to raise the base up to maybe go protest the Tea Party meeting at 6. I don't know. So, you know, the real deal is I'm so tired of these people that, portray themselves as for the Constitution and freedom and liberty.
And for the people.
But if you don't vote Republican, even if they are in the tank, you're an idiot. You're going to split the vote.
Well, that tells you how brainwashed people really are.
Split the vote for who?
No.
So they can vote Boehner in, so they can pass the TPA that completely eviscerates our sovereignty in the world. You know,
well, how that's going to work when you get 20 people that are running,
you know,
on the Republican side.
The New American, okay, was just posted. This is on thenewamerican.com. Belgium cities opt out of the secret trade agreement. You know, remember the TPA, the fast track, and the TPP? And now we got the TTIP. Can you say that fast really quickly?
No, go ahead. I'm not going to even try that one.
You know, the TPA, the TPP, the TPIP on the QT?
So, to the NSA and the FBI and the CIA?
Anyway, these guys, it's a secret trade agreement. The only reason we know anything about it is documents were leaked. Okay? So how can we possibly benefit by a secret trade agreement? I mean,
why wouldn't you question it? Come on. Really?
Read the bill. You'll have to
they
read it after it's
notes?
Passed. And
yeah.
It's okay if Nancy freaking Pelosi says that, but if our guys say it, then somehow they're immune from reality and we should just shut up and vote for the Republicans anyway.
Because it's for your best interest.
I think we got Ron on the line.
We have Rob.
Oh,
I
Rob?
Believe it is.
Rob
in Redding. Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Good morning.
What can we do for you?
Well, at the risk of exposing my own biases, I remember back in 2012 of walking down the parade route at April 9th and handing out literature for Ron Paul and was mocked by an older woman who said, Romney all the way. And I said, wow, so that's interesting. You're going to vote for the guy who basically invented Obamacare. And I was just kind of, mock that kind of thing. I'm
sure.
Voting Republican, and that's it. You can't change my mind. And it goes back to that, vote for Republicans because it's the good thing, it's the right thing to do. And people can't make these intelligent decisions beyond whether or not that person has an R or a D behind their name. So it's kind of frustrating. It's even when you have the information and you present it to people as fact, they respond out of ignorance. They're just I don't want to do the research. I don't want to find out what the candidate stands for.
You know,
and not know if he's got my best.
I think what they respond out of, quite frankly, Rob, is propaganda that the that the big media puts out, Fox News on especially, is that you can't split the vote. You know, Republicans are the lesser of two evils, and I'm saying evil's evil. You know, we got to you take Romney, like you say, who was his biggest supporter? Who was his biggest contributor?
Same ones.
Let's see, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan. You know, so these people are in denial or they're in cahoots with the Republican Party, which is in cahoots with the Democratic Party. You're absolutely right, and these people are either deluded or they're part of the problem.
And I'd just say one more thing. Ron Paul caught a lot of flack over this whole Iran deal, and, you know, the neocons are kind of positioning themselves, saying, hey, we've got to stop these guys from getting nuclear weapons. Well, guess what we did when we went to Iraq to stop Iraq from having nuclear weapons? And this is the opinion of a guy that's been to Iraq a couple of times. Look how it turned out for us. We're supposed to be stopping Iraq from having a nuclear weapon, and lo and behold, 10 years later, after I was there with people that I respect very highly, we're in a situation where it's worse than it was before we left, and the world is a more dangerous place. Men and women in uniform are being killed on our soil here in the United States, which is 20 years ago would have been unheard of. So, I'll just leave it at that. For Republican people to really think about their leadership and think about what their leadership is saying and look at recent history as an example of when these Republicans are contradicting themselves and getting the right representation in there to represent the American people and not somebody that's focusing solely on being reelected.
Well, that's why Ron Paul was attacked so vehemently, because he was the only one that was actually saying, let's follow the Constitution. We need to be free. We need to think about liberty. We need to get back to the roots that were the founders laid out for us. And that's why he was attacked so vehemently, because the rest of them are in the bag for the big corporations and the special interests.
And he wanted to bring the troops home so we could protect our own borders
and
protect our country.
Congress approval with
right.
a declaration
yes.
of war. It didn't mean that he was anti-foreign policy and protecting us. It was like, if we're going to go to war, let's get a declaration of war and do it constantly.
Well, and without the spin. In other words, if we're going to declare war, let's have a war. Let's go in and freaking win it. Let's not go in and play patty cakes and have all of these rules of engagement where we get fired upon before we can fire back and all this stupid crap, you know. But they spin that into that he's a protectionist and he doesn't want to do anything to protect us from foreign invaders. That's all crap that the media, who's our most dangerous opponent, the media is more dangerous to our liberties right now than anything else, because they spin this propaganda crap and people believe them.
I'd like to say one more thing if I got a second.
Sure.
Back in 2012 when Ron Paul ran, you remember they flooded the field with candidates, and who were the last two guys at the end before the convention that were still in the election?
Ron Paul and
Mitt Romney.
I'll tell you.
Now he's got 17, 18 people,
yep.
and the one person who is polling higher against Hillary Clinton happens to be Rand Paul. And what are they doing? They're flooding the field with 16 to 20 candidates, and they're going to try and pull the same tactic of giving him a minute of airtime during a whole entire presidential debate, because they know that man, if he won the Republican nomination, he would defeat Hillary Clinton. And he changed a lot of things that would be liberty for the American people and not for the special interests.
I'm absolutely in agreement with you. What the Republican Party did at the convention to Ron Paul has soured me against them forever. What Boehner did with the tactics and the vote about the changing of the rules and keeping the guys on the bus, anyway. Thanks for the call, Rob. We totally appreciate your comments.
Yes, and thank you for serving this country.
Absolutely. So we got to get back to the truth. That's what's going to save us. The truth is going to set us free. And it's not the media spin by Fox News that the Republicans are better than the Democrats, because they've proven themselves not to be over and over again.
Yeah, people have to vote for somebody, not because of what the letter is behind their name, what their principles and their morals are. They got to get over that DNR and whatever.
Well, see what the the game the Republicans do and the Democrats as well. The Democrats as well.
Craps.
Democrats. Yeah. It's the Republicans and the Democrats. What they do is they pander to certain parts of the base to secure the vote. And then they stab you in the back with the moneyed interest on the big deals, like the TPA, for example.
Exactly.
And they lie to their constituents about the facts. They lie to their constituents, and they have their staffers lying to everybody about, the facts.
Well, like they say, if you tell some people long enough, evil becomes good. If you keep hammering them, they're going to end up believing it.
Well, there you have it. Anyway, we got to go to a quick break, and then we got to come back with a couple more stories. I got a story here from the Liberty Blitzkrieg on the banks and a couple other things. And so with that.
All right. Well, we'll go to a break. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Riders of the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed her out alone, riders on the storm.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
The New York Times called it a thoroughly entertaining lesson in the fine art of theatrical finesse, the closest thing the theater offers to a duel at 10 paces. The Riverfront Playhouse presents the Pulitzer Prize-winning play, The Gin Game, by D.L. Coburn, directed by Elsie Ritchie, opening July 11th and continuing every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through August 8th. Tickets available at the Cascade Theater box office, 243-8877. The Gin Game, rated mature for language.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Effect.
They're special, all right. Are you special?
Yes, isn't that special?
Because you're smart enough.
All right. We got Stuart Smalley coming on here.
Yep.
Because I know you're good enough, and I know you're smart enough, and doggone it, it's because people like you. I should be playing Katy Perry's You're So Gay.
Oh boy.
Boy!
You can tell we're winding down.
Okay,
the last few minutes of our segment.
Well, is Jade Helm coming to Northern California?
Never know.
I don't know. We'll find out. We'll do a little research on that, but I don't think so. Well
it's hard to tell because they don't tell.
Well,
us
we
are
in California. We don't know precisely where.
Well, Southern California. Yeah, I mean, who knows? I mean. I wouldn't be surprised at anything anymore. Obviously, I think they're getting ready for some kind of a thing to happen. It couldn't be like the economy's going to crash or anything, even if it's just an exercise, you know. So
yeah, you never know.
I guess the fact that, you know, Hoover Dam, the Bureau of Reclamation, bought 42,000 rounds of hollow point ammunition. Gee, I'm sure they're going to
That shouldn't bother you at all.
They're going to get those rogue boaters out on Lake, what is that? Hoover Dam, what lake is that?
Lake Mead, I think.
Lake Mead, yeah. Anyway, we've got to kill all the tourists on Make Lead. Lake Mead? Make Lead? Never mind.
Lake Mead.
There you have it. So silver was slammed. If you go to zerohedge.com and you look up, silver slammed as someone dumps $1.4 billion in paper gold futures onto the market. And that's why the price is down. Bye. If you still have the stomach for it, because they can't do it forever. It's coming. Just like the economy can't be, you know, told that it's in recovery forever. And while it's tanking, because sooner or later
it's going to run out.
Sooner or later, the rubber's going to meet the road. Yeah. And with that, let's go to the next story before we run out of time. And this is from LibertyBlitzkrieg.com. And this is Bank Lives Matter. Obama administration makes another move to protect the profits of the criminal megabanks. Of course, they're not in collusion with the criminal megabanks, and that's not what's funding everything. But what's interesting about this story is three top Democrats are accusing the Department of Housing and Urban Development of quietly removing a key clause in its requirements for taxpayers' guaranteed mortgage insurance in order to spare two banks recently convicted of federal crimes of being frozen out of a lucrative market. Now, this is happening in Santa Cruz, which is even better because it's as liberal as it gets. HUD's action is the latest in a series of steps by federal agencies to eliminate real-world consequences for serial financial felons, even as the Obama administration has touted its efforts to hold banks accountable. Now, these guys pled guilty to these felonies. It wasn't like the, you know, it was a bad decision. These guys pled guilty 2 days ago. Okay, this happened in Santa Cruz. The Santa Cruz County voted to cease doing business with five megabanks. Got 1 minute. That would be five megabanks: Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, Barclays, Royal Bank of Scotland, and UBS. Just saying. Go check it out. LibertyBlitzkrieg.com. So I guess we're at the end of the program.
Yep.
And so what else do we have to
say?
Well,
don't forget to be at the Reading Tea Party tomorrow night.
Doug LaMalfia.
He's going to be there.
2570 South Bonneview.
Bring your pitchforks and torches. Anyway, I guess we the music's going to start here. We're going to be at the end of the program. And I got to say what I always say because I like saying it. You were born an original, so don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark, professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And you've been listening to KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
And see Sovereign Minds, week. Where we put principles above parties.
Have a great week.
I am just a simple man, working with my hands.
We the People is next on KCNR Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Gordon Griffin. Light rain and moist air have helped firefighters contain 60% of a wildfire that swept across a California interstate, torching vehicles and sending people running for their lives. The fire that began Friday burned about 8.5 square miles in the mountainous Cajon Pass northeast of Los Angeles. It destroyed 20 vehicles on Interstate 15 before heading into the neighboring community of Baldy Mesa, where it burned 7 homes and destroyed 44 more vehicles. Flash flooding in southern Ohio has left 3 members of a family dead. Georgetown Village Administrator Art Owen says that a woman and her 2 children were killed when floodwaters swept away the mobile home that they and the rest of the family were in.
During the course of this, this double-wide mobile home was washed off its foundation. It had a six family members inside, and basically they were swept downstream.
Owen says that authorities had help dealing with flood victims.
The Red Cross was on the scene to support the...